podcast. I was trying to make this shit more good quality with the microphone, but it's the fucking microphone. So how do I feel if I were to choose who's our rapping who, J. Cole or Kendrick? I'll go with Kendrick. And like I'm telling you, it's hard to diss Kendrick when, again, people call fans are stupid. Let's not act like y'all niggas. And let's be real. Like I told you, fans hate chill, vibey rap. Didn't I tell you that? Remember, when To Pimp a Butterfly came out, what the fuck the fans say? Man, I don't hear that fucking goddamn. Because trust me, we were there. This is now, you can't even erase this. This was social media era. You can't say it didn't happen. This happened. There's tweets. It happened. When that fool put out To Pimp a Butterfly, fans, no one want to hear that motherfucking goddamn woke shit. That jazzy, open spoken word shit. Forgetting the fact that rap is motherfucking poetic. Let's be real. Twitter fans are not real. Those are just casual listeners like everybody else. Just like everybody else on Spotify. I trust me, I don't know nothing about hip hop. All they know is hits, and numbers. Those are casual rap fans. And keep in mind, they blend together. Because you have fans who are like, well, I grew up in the fucking boom bappy rap. And still say the exact shit that casual fans say. Oh, it's right. Okay, let's go this way. So like I say, bro, it's fucking stupid. But back to what I'm talking about. I'll pick, now, he says in his beef and in his diss track, you know, people slept on, you know, basically saying that his shit was boring. Fans call anything boring. Unfortunately, like I tell you, even with J. Cole, when he came out with For Your Eyes Only, not a bad album. But guess what? It's boring. It's NyQuil music. He raps so boring. Oh my god. It's not boring. It's because y'all fools have very short attention spans. And y'all niggas literally think, like, it's funny. Y'all call boom bappy, chill rap boring. Yet y'all niggas rap over the same fucking trap beats with the same high energy. That's not boring. Now, there is tiers to this shit, right? There's the big top five artists, you know, like the Drakes, the Coles, the Kendricks, right? And then there's the ones way at the fucking bottom that's still respected, like the Bo Lee James, you know, the Damo Genesis, you know, the people like Rock Marciano, you know, people like that real hip-hop fans listen to, but you know, casual listeners ain't gonna fuck with because they're at the low bottom. Now, if you're an underground nobody rapper, fans want to try to pull you of what kind of artist that you want, that you should be. Should you be at the top tier in the conversation, or should you be at the fucking goddamn bottom with the Rock Marcianos and the fucking Bo Lee James, respect popular as J. Cole's, the Kendricks, yada 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 yada. And so they try to pull you back and forth. You know, they'll tell you, nah, stay true to your sound, man. Which is the boom bappy boring sound people love so much because it's consistent, but it's boring. Isn't that what the fuck y'all call J. Cole? Like, come on, dog. Like, y'all niggas call J. Cole boring for rapping over boom bappy beats and say he will never be a GOAT. That's why I never want to go. That's why I'm telling you, I'm cool where I'm at. You know why it's cool to be a D-list underground? You know, in the Rock Marciano box, or in the Mike box, or the Earl box, because there is no pressure of, oh, well, it is. Because fans still be like, I want the old Earl. I like the old Doors Earl, because at one point he was fucking popular. I'm talking about the niggas that never reached that kind of success as Earl earlier on, and just remain within that cycle. I like to be in that box. I'd rather be in that box than ever go mainstream. You feel me? Because when you're in that box, there is no super high expectations besides making the same shit over and over and over again. Let's be real with it. You know what I'm saying? Let Dorky tell it. Now, if I were to hop out my comfort zone, no, come on, we need real hip hop, we need the real MCs, no. And I know I find weird how underground rap fans who do not like mainstream rap, y'all act like you don't like mainstream rap, but y'all motherfuckers show be there when you got Kendrick and Cole beefing. Where's hip hop? You know who don't fucking goddamn beef? Underground rappers. Whenever you ever fucking like, that's shit I never understood. Like, I've never seen Jedi Mind Tricks beef with Nonfiction. I've never seen it. Y'all want to talk about how, man, these mainstream rappers are bitches. They be fucking beefing with each other, but it don't be really beef. Nigga, when is the last time you ever seen two underground rappers beefing? When is the last time you ever seen Nocro beef with anybody? When's the last time you seen any underground rapper, already rugged, all of them? How many, like, when have you ever seen them all beef? Never. Y'all stay away from beef more than mainstream rappers do. Y'all just commentary. So who's really playing it too safe? They ain't like, it's not the 90s where beef can end a career. Like, I'll tell you, these motherfuckers care about numbers and accolades. They don't give a fuck about how dope you are, how dope your rhymes are. And they not fucking predicted that Anthony Fantano was going to shit on J. Cole and call him trash. But his bars are underwhelming. That's why I be very careful with the punchlines that I fucking use. Because you do got fans. Even if you're not trying to be a lyrical rapper, they want you to be somewhat lyrical, somewhat with punchlines, somewhat with bars. So I have to sit here and be like, huh, I can't say this line. Keep in mind, nigga, even if by what you talk about, your whole content, what you believe in, will fucking put you in a corny box or the cringe box. Like, when I say, you know, fuck all that whack shit. Cringe. That's typical boom bappy underground rap. Cringe. When you cap on some fucking song talking about getting some money on a fucking track beat. Yeah, make songs like that. That's exciting as if you've never heard that kind of sound before. I find it funny how y'all niggas sit there and think that making shit from that's familiar, exciting, but then have a whole side eye hate for anything that's unique and different. I swear, boy, fans are weird. Fans are weird. And I stand by it. They're weird. Even rappers who are fans of this sport, y'all are weird. Y'all tell other rappers how to make music when y'all don't even make the same genre of music. Yeah, we both make rap, but you make hyperpop. I make boom bappy rap. We are not in the same goddamn class, buddy. Like, we might be in the same school, but we're in two different fucking classes. You can't do what I do. I can't do what you do. I would never do what you do. And you damn sure ain't gonna do what I do. I'm just saying. But yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. It's like, it gets very stupid. You know, that's why I tell you, and that's what I hate. That's another thing I don't like about having fan bases that be overly hyping an artist. Because first of all, nigga, even in the underground, and if I was mainstream, I was overhyped, I would be the most overrated rapper on the planet for many fucking reasons. One, I have a monotone delivery over boom bappy boom. Like, trap beats ain't boring. Tell me how this shit works. Boom bap beats, jazzy rap shit is boring, but the generic trap beats from 2016 isn't. So, dog, do you not go on TikTok and know that there's a TikTok fucking video that went viral about a producer that spoke about how every trap beat sound like it's 2006, sound like 2016 beats? Is that not fucking boring? But it's weird because y'all like familiarity so much that anything that sounds remotely different, you call the shit ass. No, I just think that then it kind of goes as this one kid on TikTok that sums up everything. Everybody's just doing the same thing. Everyone has the same personalities. Look at when you're talking about when rapping. It's funny when I look at these about people on TikTok
in the comments or on social media talking about, man, these rappers just yapping. Kendrick Lamar just yapping. J. Cole just yapping. Nigga, no one yaps more than hip-hop, supposed hip-hop fans on social media. Y'all dick ride, y'all fucking biased. Y'all say the exact same shit. Y'all not saying nothing new. You dick riding for whoever that you fuck with. Y'all yap more than any rapper. I'm just saying. Even when he come down to rapping, then nigga just yapping. He ain't even saying nothing. Then when a rapper says something, it's too basic and too, it's like, when it comes down to a rap, it's too many people. It's too many. It's like you can't win. That's why I don't care. That's why rapping to me is just like playing my Ampernick game. I'm just fucking playing with it just because. I don't care how good I am or people think I am. I'm just fucking with this shit. And then you got people who hate that you think like that. Like, who gives a fuck? It's more easier. You don't see people, it's more easier because no one's not dealing with the bullshit that's happening right now. Like the J. Cole and Kendrick shit, that's cool, that's nice. You know, I fuck with both artists, but you know, like I told you, and then Big Sean, he getting the big end of the fucking stick because no one likes Big Sean. He got such a lazy, boring delivery. Like I told you, these niggas want you to rap like fucking cartoon characters. You gotta understand, that's a fucking goddamn, you gotta understand this shit too. That motherfucking goddamn, that kind of delivery and cadence don't mean shit. Cause there are some people that do not like when rappers rap like that. So then again, since there's so many different fucking fans who want different fucking things from different fucking artists, what's the point? You can't be like everybody. That's why I hate when people say, oh, this shit make music for everybody. You can't. I make chill, boom, bappy, let's chill, in the car type of music. These motherfuckers don't like this shit. Some people might. Some people will call this shit boring and mid and blah, blah, fucking blah. Who gives a shit? That's why I don't care about being the best rapper to me. Because there is no such thing as being the best. What is the best besides detected by numbers and popularity? Nigga, fuck that shit. I'm just saying, like, what's the point? What's the point of trying to be the best rapper in an era that cares about how you look, your status, and how hype you can make music? Like, you see what I'm saying? So, like I told you, you underground, you got too many people trying to pull you on two sides. Either they want you to fucking be underground and be where the Rock Marcianos. And keep in mind, even if you want to be in that lane, you got fans that see you as more than that and want you to be hype. Where's your, like, I see you like this one retard. I see you as a guy that's on Kendrick's level. That's a reach, a huge reach. No, real talk. People say this about me. And I have to agree with the haters. Like, nigga, you reaching. I see what's a guy that play different fucking flows. And even if I did that, you still call the shit trash. Like, what's the point? I'm honest with you. I would never be Kendrick. I would never be a GOAT to these niggas. I'm just making safe, boom, bappy, chill rap. It ain't nothing new. Look at me rapping perfectly on the beat and saying some slick shit. Anyone can do that with ease. Name one rapper that can't do that. And the feel and in the type of music that I'm making is not new. It's so motherfucking like basic. Yet if I did anything different, no, don't do that. I'm like, come on, my nigga. Like, this ain't touching nobody's soul. All this is for a particular, like bro, like right now, like the Currency beat feature pack is out. I'm getting it next week, by the way. So, like, of course, it's gonna still be there, just that the price gonna go up, and then I'm gonna just have to pay the original price. And then I'm gonna just, you know, get the Currency feature. There's some dope beats on there, except for like probably one beat I didn't like. So I'm gonna get that when I get, you know, paid, da da da. Pay that, get that. And then that's it. And then they got a new one with Lil Wayne in the motherfucker. Now, mind you, you know what people gonna say? Damn, Lil Wayne really fucking fell off. He over here selling out features? I'm getting that, by the way. But I'm just saying, but like, but bro, you will never be dope as Lil Wayne. Cause you know fans, they dick ride. Like I told you. Like I told you before. Like, okay, if Currency can go bar for bar with fucking Lil Wayne, even though they're two different fucking artists, you can't fucking deny the fact that they both make music, dope music together. You know, Currency and Spitta. So it's like, I can do that. Let's see, what I'm gonna hear is, come on, man, you're too mad to make songs with Weezy. Your punchlines will never be as good as Wayne. Y'all, like I tell you, bro. Why are you even doing that? Why do rappers invest on buying these fucking features from these big artists that will never promote your music? Why? Because you motherfuckers want us to. If you're an independent artist, listen to my podcast. If you ever fucking sent a song to an independent radio station and someone said, it would be cool if Snoop Dogg was on there. It would be cool if, see, you got a sound that reminds me of Currency. It would be cool if you got a Currency fucking feature. See, if there was any way that you can get Currency on a song with you, DJ Flipper, just like get that, man, get that feature, man, with Currency on it, bro, and I bet you this shit gonna be fire. Y'all say this. By the same time, artists don't be buying features from like that has big artists, bro. They're taking your money. Not really. And most of these niggas don't even pay for these motherfucking features. Why the fuck you think I wouldn't have to worry about it, cause niggas don't hop on it like that. I would, cause what the fuck you niggas be doing? Every time you send a song to an independent radio station, y'all niggas wants to make songs with the elite rappers and make songs that similar to the mainstream masses and to the big mainstream artists. And here you got N.O. Damani, DJ Flip giving artists opportunities to make songs with set artists. And now y'all niggas upset when it happens. Then stop fucking expecting underground rappers to fucking make industry quality music. I'm just saying, bro. Like that should be killing me. That should be really fucking killing me. It's like y'all got independent rappers, independent radio stations having songs like that sound like y'all keep telling underground artists make songs like copy the mainstream, copy the radios, you know what I'm saying? Get on these industry sounding beats. And here's the fucking funny part. And here's some dope trap beats on this fucking beat pack besides the Currency feature. If I were to hop on those beats, that beat, and I'm not talking like on that beat, and just rip it and do my thing, watch how many motherfuckers sit there and say, it'll be cool if you had a bigger feature. Y'all say this. So what's the fucking point of you bitching about niggas paying for big features from an N.O. Damani or DJ Flip when you niggas openly say this? You should do a song with Bo Lee James. So if Bo Lee James and DJ Flip or N.O. Damani have a beat pack where I can have a feature with Bo Lee James, and I buy that shit, which I will do, and I make a song with Boldy fucking James, I do not want to hear, come on, bro, it's such a tag on verse. Well, how else can I fucking make a song with Boldy James? It's like, seriously, like this moment right here with Currency. How else am I going to do a song with Currency? Dumbass. Like, come on, dog. Y'all be fucking pushing that shit too, so don't be getting mad when artists be doing that shit. And if I were to put it on fucking like on Slap or SoundCloud, y'all motherfuckers, I'll tell you, I predict this shit. I'm gonna buy this fucking currency pack, right? Because it just came out. It's only gonna be around for a few weeks. It just came out, so. It's gonna be around next week. So if I were to buy that fucking, which I'm not saying if, I'm gonna buy that, right? I'm gonna pick the song with Currency on as a verse or a hook, maybe a verse. And I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna add a nice hook to it. I'm gonna do my thing, mix the vocals right, and watch engineer experts say, oh, your vocals are not mixed right, which they are, cause y'all love to fucking say that shit. Cause they want you to sound industry and sound like you making music for the radio. That's what I'm saying. If y'all niggas are so uppity about that, don't get upset when we fucking pay for N.O. Damani features or DJ Flip features. Cause y'all be comparing us to industry artists. You keep telling us to make industry fucking music that's compatible on the fucking radio. So might as well motherfucking go with N.O. Damani and DJ Flip and get some fucking features from big artists. Y'all want us to fucking goddamn be a part of that world? You want us to fucking, you know, You want to be a part of that fucking world, then fine. We can do that shit all day. But if you're bitching about it, and you're bitching about it, then it's like, at this point, it's like y'all just sound dumb. But yeah, it gets stupid. You know, it gets real stupid. It gets real stupid. That's why I say, you know, fuck. That's why I say fuck these fools that be shitting on that shit. That be shitting on it. I have a song with fucking, like I told you, I have a song with Planet Asia. Whatever. I have songs like that. But then y'all want to complain, but your beats are original. Oh, like the song, I'm Trapped in My Psyche, when some retard said that, oh, I don't like the beat because it's not going to appeal to the industry. It's not going to appeal to the Billboard charts. Y'all say this. So don't get mad when we start buying on Damani beats or DJ Flip beats or industry fucking quality beats. And y'all talking about, oh, this sounds too poppy, because that's what the fuck you motherfuckers want us to do. You want us to do songs with these big artists that are fucking mainstream. And if N.O. Damani has a fucking goddamn beat pack where I can have a Snoop Dogg feature, because niggas compare me to Snoop. I'm a Snoop Dogg fan, and I be picking songs where, hey, Snoop should be on this song. And then I finally get a song with Snoop, and the first thing fly out your face is, it's too tagged on, or that shit sounds fake, or that shit's tagged on, that's AI, because niggas think everything is fucking AI. And, oh yeah, I know it's a joke, but it's a ran out joke, by the way, because you can tell when something's AI or not. Y'all just being stupid. AI is not that damn advanced at that point. I'm just fucking keeping that shit a buck, bro. In the fucking goddamn day, my nigga. When it comes down to it, dude, don't get mad when I'm gonna buy these fucking features, because like I said, if I fucking bought a feature from an underground, let's say Dunny G, that's the homie and all, but is he a big fucking rapper? No. Is he a big underground rapper? No. He's a dope fucking producer, a dope fucking rapper. And yes, like I can say that fuck love song got a lot of traction. That's an old song that we made it. But at the end of fucking goddamn day, it's not like, oh, I did a song with, if I were to sit there and, now let me stop. But like I told you, it's a dope feature. But if I were to have a song with Currency, a rapper that people compare me to, wouldn't it make sense? Wiz Khalifa, wouldn't it make sense? Because let's be real with it, y'all niggas don't take underground artists seriously anyway until they do a song with other mainstream artists. Oops, if we did that, industry plant. It's like y'all, it's like fans are weird. You're an underground rapper, right? It's the same verse, but let's be real. None of y'all niggas buy these fucking verses. You over here, you got fucking underground rappers, even other fucking, you know, influencers on YouTube telling underground rappers, don't buy these DJ Flip verses. Don't buy these motherfucking verses from N.O. Damani. That's not gonna help your career, even though it kind of does, kind of, because it gives you a leg on Asia, kind of leg on things. It kind of does. It's kind of like, and if you look at it like a what if thing, because again, if you're the ones, if that's the case, the underground should stop fucking pushing industry mainstream practices, i.e. wanting underground artists to fucking make pop music. When you make a song, hey, Cole Kane should be on this song. Hey, you should get this rapper on this song. Rappers that you couldn't even fucking get because you ain't got the money to get them. But as soon as you got the money to get them, it's a, oh man, like trust me, if I would have fucking got a Currency, like a Cole Kane on one of my songs, would you fucking believe it? Or would you sit there and think that it's AI? Or B, because motherfuckers are jealous motherfuckers, man, how much money did this nigga pay for this goddamn feature, bro? Because keep in mind how casual fans treat underground rappers is fucking pathetic. They don't even care how skillful you are. Who the fuck are you? Why are you even, I mean, is who the fuck are you? Why are you fucking here? Why the fuck are you making music? Nigga, I don't fucking know you. Yeah, you good. And keep in mind, look how these niggas talk about, kind of they talk about, Eminem. I know you good and you technically good, but damn, dog. Tone it down a bit, dog. And what make you think they gonna say that shit about me?
Cause they would.
Say the same shit. Damn, Mike. Tone down your lyrics, man. Must be you was making that vibey songs like Cruising, man. And that's the song I'm working on right now. Put that shit out there with a nice hook. Yeah, man, you should make a music video for this, man. We want this Mike Sense, bro. The world, and once you put out music videos, that's when you, and if the song is good, because the audience is trying to get, you know fans are going to sit there and say, you should be mainstream, bro. You should be mainstream. You should be where Kendrick Lamar is at. That y'all say this. Y'all say this. And then if we do it, guess what? Because that means you got to touch a whole different fucking geographic of audience that do not like you. They don't know you. They don't like you. When they listen to your fucking catalog and they see, oh, all he does is rap over boom bappy, jazzy, slow, chill, boom bappy, rap beats and weird ass motherfucking beats that don't even sound like they could be on the Billboard charts. That's a problem. So y'all niggas better be careful when y'all be trying to tell talented artists to go mainstream. Because if it happens and they start making pop music, don't get upset. Hell, y'all wants to make pop music. Like I said, y'all be trying to tell us, hey, you should have Currency on this song. Hey, you should do a song with Currency. Hey, you should do this. Like, that's the whole reason why people are buying these N.O. Damani and DJ Flip features. Because y'all want that. So when next week hits and I buy that fucking Currency pack with Currency verse on it, cause I already got enough cell samples and beats, I'm good. All I need is to go back into buying another sample. I mean, buying some features. And so when I fucking do that, and I do the Currency feature, cause it's gonna be on a later fucking project I'm doing, and that happens, and I kill the verse, and I send that shit to a dorky, or I put that shit on fucking goddamn SoundCloud, or I put that shit on fucking Slap, I bet not hear, but no, bro. Because guess what? Fans are weird. And that's what I'm telling you. Fans are weird. Because when they see a, let's be real with it. And I noticed that too. Even you ain't got to fucking pay for a fucking a beat pack. Nigga, I remember this one female rapper. She was just mostly just doing features for like unknown rappers, not industry rappers. You know, doing the shit that rappers, you know, doing the thing that you underground rappers be bitching mainstream rappers don't do. Y'all don't fucking reach back to us. You don't help out the little artists. And then when they do it, y'all, you got niggas that be having a problem with it. Stupid. Because y'all think they're broke. Lil Wayne ain't broke. Currency ain't broke. Like, maybe they're doing this just to help out the underground artists because y'all don't give a fuck about us. Shit, y'all only will fuck, like, let's be real with it. It is a proven fact that most these, like, let's be real, even with Lil Wayne, do you think people would fuck with Nicki Minaj and Drake if Lil Wayne didn't co-sign them? No. Do you think people would have been fucking with Eminem if Dr. Dre didn't co-sign them? No.